It's home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our eight locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at pendletontire.com.
The Roar. Better than any music you'll hear being put on hold. We promise. We are The Roar.
Number three, out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead.
That's the Black Keys. I think that's one of the coolest names ever for a band.
Black Keys?
The Black Keys.
You know, I'm kind of pissed if they do a song in a major key, honestly.
I know. Everything has to be a sharp or flat.
Yeah. We're talking music theory on the program. Yeah, baby. This hour brought to you by our friends at Wendy's. Lunch was brought to you by Wendy's today. Shout out to Wendy's.
It was.
Spicy nugs.
I can attest.
Man, I just needed it today. I just needed it. I was craving it. I needed it. I was this close to a Baconator, but I had bacon for breakfast too. So I was like, man, do I double up bacon? Triple up bacon?
Who monitors their consumption of bacon?
Look, if
this is America, dude.
If you saw the giant helping of bacon that I got for breakfast this morning, you would be monitoring that bacon. When the doctor says monitor your cholesterol, is it bad that I immediately am like, well, he's telling me not to eat bacon?
That I'd find a new doctor. That's where I draw the line.
Oh, man. Check out that $8 Junior Bacon Cheeseburger deal right now. It's two Junior Bacon Cheeseburgers, medium fry, medium drink for $8 at your Oconee, Pickens, Anderson County Wendy's.
I love me some Wendy's, man. Love me some Wendy's. My JT from Greenwood that I have tailgated and camped with for 18 years now. He's like family. He's awesome. He gets up and cooks breakfast on game morning for everybody. Pancakes, bacon, and sausage. I take two pieces of sausage, put bacon in the middle. No biscuit. The sausage is my biscuit.
Let's go. Meatitarian.
That's how you make a bacon biscuit.
Let's go. You throw some bacon jam on there. Oh man. Just perfect.
Sausage, bacon, sausage.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm fired up. I'm happy for you. So you're good with every like 12 as long as there's somebody to make pancakes, sausage, and bacon, you're good with every 12 noon game.
Oh, we do that every game.
See?
Every game.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, because you're an RV life, so you got to wake up regardless.
Okay. Love it. I wake up and I hear his spatula out there hitting the Blackstone. You hear that little clang? Like, hey, breakfast is almost ready.
Clang. Oh, man, that's a beautiful thing.
I'm serious about that.
That's great. I'm with you. I'm with you. There
Texas
is a...
said I had two heart attacks listening to y'all. And that's even before we got to the bacon. Hello.
Hey, ho, ho. You give yourself a rim shot on that one. I'll tell you. Get no respect. Ron Swanson will be proud of y'all. Favorite text of the day.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
You know when Ron's trying to run? What is this, the end of season three? End of season two, whatever it is? When Tammy One comes? And Ron's trying to run away, and he tells Leslie that there's copious amounts of ground beef in his desk. Yeah. You'll need to dispose of them. They will smell. I think about that all the time.
Copious amounts.
I think about that all the time. That's just hilarious.
What are things that you need to do if I were to disappear for 2 weeks? Well, get all the ground beef out of my desk.
I think it's ground chuck. He says ground chuck. It will begin to smell. Oh, man. All right, Texter says this. Legitimate football question. I'd love to get your thoughts on this. It's a fun little game, okay? We probably won't do this for everybody, but we'll do it sometimes because I said so. All right, Quark. Texter from the 864 writes, which pick do you like best? Which pick do you like the least?
Well, let's finish going through the picks first.
You want to do that?
We might not have gotten to the favorites.
You're right. That's a good point. Let's go through these. Where did we finish off? Ohio State, Washington. LSU, Ole Miss is the next one. LSU, Ole Miss is the next game. This is a 3:30 kick in the Grove. Fun stat on this one. Ole Miss has lost 4 straight SEC games against the spread. The home team in this series has covered 7 straight times and won the last 5 outright. So, with all that said, I went with LSU, which is really the impetus for my teams I like versus trends I like that I put on Twitter. That's the big battle of the week. What was our split on this one, Ben, Ole Miss and LSU?
Our split on this one is LSU 7-5, and I can tell you I am the most least comfortable. Sure. I am the most least comfortable with this one.
Oh, I want no part of this game. I want no part of this game. And, I don't know what these teams have.
Man, I just I know I'm doing a Duke NC State from last week. I know that I am, but I'm sticking to it.
I believe Lane when he says take the over. The Whit Weeks dates my daughter thing. The hard launch of a relationship between Lane Kiffin's daughter and Whit Weeks in a game where LSU is facing Ole Miss is one of the most fascinating non-football stories of the year.
That's funny.
I mean, it's remarkable. And Kiffin just playing along saying, take the over. It's just remarkable. It's hilarious.
Here are your Ole Miss takers. Ole Miss is Mickey, Will, Morgan, Nick, and Ben.
Why did you go with the Rebs, Colonel Reb?
You know, it's a great question. I wish I had a great answer. Well, my great Caden Durham, questionable, actually listed as doubtful, I believe. It doesn't say that he's the running back. Sprained his ankle. Brian Kelly said it'll see how well he moves today. Not going to be 100%. The right side of that offensive line already is not great, and they lost DJ Chester for the first half because of targeting. When's the last time an offensive lineman was called for targeting?
I'm not sure I've ever seen it, Ben. I don't know if I've ever seen an offensive lineman doing that.
I read that. I'm like, wait a minute, that can't be right.
That's got to be going down the field, trying to hit a decleater on somebody.
Yeah, maybe
it's got to
so.
Be.
You know, I do like the fact that Ole Miss can actually run the ball. They're not one-dimensional anymore. No matter who the quarterback is, they both pass it well. Simmons just passes it to the other team too much. But Chambliss, he doesn't turn it over. And Ole Miss is not great on defense. LSU's defense is maybe the surprise right now. But not having a running game, if Ole Miss can turn LSU into a one-dimensional team, and I kind of think that they're going to on the road. I love the quarterback situation, but it's just may not be enough, especially if this becomes a shootout.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying there, especially with Durham's injury. If Durham can't go, that significantly hampers LSU. I was thinking about this. I don't know that LSU's offense isn't butt, okay? They might be butt. We don't know. Like, they didn't move it great on Clemson. They moved it enough, but they didn't move it great on Clemson. They didn't move it great on Florida. They may not move it great on Ole Miss. But I did ask my question. If this game comes down to a stop, if you assume that LSU will be better on offense and you assume Ole Miss is going to move it, which defense do I most trust to get off the field? And it was an easy answer.
Well, that is an easy answer. That's LSU.
Right. So that's kind of why I went with LSU here. I also do think that there is – when you can play defense the way that I think LSU can play defense, there is just an inherent toughness that is program-wide about that. There is a mental toughness. There is a fortitude that you can take that on the road. I think what Brian Kelly told us, without saying it directly after the Florida game, is that they are perfectly willing to lean on their defense to win a ball game. I'm not sure they've been able to say that the entire Brian Kelly tenure at LSU, that they can lean on their defense to win a ball game. I think this is going to be an over situation. So I don't think that points are going to be at a premium, but I do think in a critical moment that LSU is the defense that I trust to make a critical stop.
Well, I've seen it my way of thinking, if it's an over situation, that favors Ole Miss, though.
I guess, but is Ole Miss going to get off the field at all? I mean, Arkansas moved it at will against Ole Miss.
The one thing that maybe bothers me the most is, and again, I took Ole Miss. It might sound like I didn't. I took Ole Miss. We saw what happens when you don't get pressure on Nussmeier. And I'm not sure Ole Miss is going to be able to get pressure.
I'm worried about that because they hadn't really on anybody yet.
But again, maybe you can in the first half here if you can jump on them early. That's going to be your best opportunity to win this game.
This has nothing to do with this. You mentioned injury reports. Have you seen the stuff going on with Utah?
I have not.
Remember, in a year after Utah said that a dead guy was going to be their quarterback more than half the season, okay, where we never actually saw signs of life from their quarterback, and he never was mentioned as anybody who had an injury. Is it shocking to anyone that Utah had to release a statement about why their injured quarterback who missed multiple practices last week wasn't listed on the injury report?
No surprise at all.
This is the statement that Utah released on Monday. Quote, quarterback Devin Dampier did not appear on last week's player availability report because while he was limited in practice early in the week, his status of playing in last Saturday's game versus Texas Tech was never in question. We have spoken to the conference and have clarified the guidelines moving forward. Close quote.
We weren't sure of the guidelines.
We've clarified the guidelines. So all I have to do is just say you're playing and I don't have to disclose that you might be less than 100%. That is, I'll just say, that is like self-evidently clarified. Like that is as clear as it is. If the guy is limited but more likely to play, he's probable. If he's not playing at all, he's out. If he's less than 50% to play, he is questionable. These are not hard terms. These are not hard terms. He was always going to play, but we held him out of multiple practices. Yeah, that's not cool. That makes me, honestly, that makes me way, I downgrade Kyle Whittingham big time. Like, we made fun of the quarterback stuff from last year where the guy was literally never going to play and they just never would say it. This is ridiculous, okay? This is ridiculous. Just say the truth. Next game in our contest, Auburn, Texas A&M. Auburn, the last two trips to A&M, has failed to crack. I think that they've scored 13 points combined in their last two trips to A&M. A&M is a 6.5-point favorite here. I think Auburn's going to get some love in this one. I'm going to say our split is 8-4 Auburn.
Oh, boy. Our split is 9-3 Texas A&M.
Shut your mouth. Okay, and I took A&M.
I took A&M.
Okay, let me tell you why I thought people would take Auburn. Because Auburn was the right side last week, Ben.
They were.
Auburn was the right side last week. Yeah, they gave up 10 sacks, but you know what? With 10 sacks, if the 10th sack is at the 1-yard line instead of in the end zone, they cover. Because Oklahoma's going to kneel it down. They're not scoring again. I got questions like Auburn, just like everybody. I got questions about Jackson Arnold and that passing game, just like everybody. I think it's Mike Elko. I think Mike Elko's defense is going to – I think he's going to put on a clinic in this game. Like, I think this is 27-10. I think it's 10 max for Auburn. They have to go back-to-back games on the road against Brent Venables and Mike Elko. I remember looking at this schedule going, okay, that is – their offense better be better. Because that is a brutal back-to-back.
Man, I waffled on this one big time. I think I changed this like 5 times in my head going back and forth. My biggest concern here is Auburn's pass rush against A&M's offensive line, who has not done well in pass pro at all. But then the opposite can also be true. Auburn's given up 17 sacks this year, and so. But in that, if that's what I'm worried about, then go with the more mobile quarterback. And Marcel Reed is certainly the more mobile quarterback. But man, Auburn's defense though is freaking elite. I mean,
they are.
Not running the ball against them, and A&M's not running the ball against bad defenses. So. You know, it becomes more of a one-dimensional thing, and I like Marcel Reed more than I do Jackson Arnold.
A&M is an interesting one because, I mean, to your point, like A&M has given up points to everybody they faced, but they also have really gotten after the quarterback, And I do wonder if Auburn, coming off of that, like, they haven't had enough time. A&M's had 2 weeks. They had an open date. They've had 2 weeks to fix some of that stuff after giving up 40 to Notre Dame on the road. They're back home with more prep time. Auburn is smarting coming off of that. They're probably beaten down mentally, giving up 10 sacks. A&M's third in the conference in sacks and second in tackles for loss. That is not a recipe for success at all. For Auburn, like you said, that's had problems against everybody they face.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm literally 50-50 on this game. I said Auburn is elite against the run. Give it up 58 yards per game on the ground. They also, this is an interesting one too. Auburn is 100% in the red zone this year. Meanwhile, A&M stinks in the red, defending the red zone. So if they get to the 20, they're scoring.
This total is 53. Seems pretty high, doesn't it?
That's in the right ballpark.
I mean, if Auburn's like at 10 or 13, If A&M can't run it, and Auburn's
I think this is like a 27-23 kind of a game.
Okay. So that makes sense. That might be one for tomorrow. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have more picks and analysis right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
Time to take your lawn to school with Grass Nerds, your local lawn care experts. Our tailored programs cater to all grass types, ensuring your lawn stands out in the class of its own. From weed control and fertilization to soil sample analysis, let the nerds be your grass professors. If you're tired of battling weeds and want to enjoy a beautiful lawn without the hassle, allow Grass Nerds to take the guesswork out of the grass work, where every lawn graduates with honors. Enroll today at grassnerds.com.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at vermeer.com/dig.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings? crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary Beef on Weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Malden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays are for football. That's why we're here to help you get your next DIY project done, even when the clock isn't on your side. Whether that's a new Filtrete filter or Bosch and Cobalt power tools, Lowe's has everything you need to feel like the MVP of DIY. So get it done and earn your Sunday. Shop now, in-store, and online. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
All right, hour two continues. Out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us here on the program. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to join us. Hey, I literally one minute ago, I got a notification from Underdog saying, if I make a play in Seattle, Arizona tonight, I get a 75% profit boost. Which the way this week's going for me is just going to be, it's going to be $0, so it's not going to matter. But if I somehow miraculously end up winning, that's a big boost, 75%. I'll take that all day long and twice on Sunday.
We had a texter earlier today said they hit a 17 parlay, won $3,800.
Whoa!
On the Underdog.
Wow! Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog.
Will you be next?
Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. Your disclaimers are absolutely my favorite
part of the day. I appreciate that. I'm just bringing joy.
They are playing baseball in Cincinnati now, Quack. Oh, no score, end of two.
Oh, shocker there. Probably going to extras. Probably scoreless going to extras.
Two hits each.
Okay, I'm good with that. This is actually, we have the fan base right where we want them, which is totally down and out to win the next two and then drop the last two in Milwaukee at the end of the season. It's exactly where we are. All right, back to the picks. We have four more games left. Notre Dame, Arkansas. What an interesting game. Notre Dame on the road to Arkansas. -6.5, Notre Dame. Maybe 6-6 here. This is a hard one.
We did not have any 6-6 games this week. 7-5 Arkansas.
Okay. I took Arkansas.
Arkansas is the favorite. It is favored in our contest. They are the underdog, a home dog at 6.5 in favor of Notre Dame here. The Notre Dame takers, John, Will, Mike, Sam, and Nick. You know, I like the company I'm keeping there.
Yeah.
You, yeah, I do too. Walt, Ramona, Faxon, Mickey, et cetera.
Can I give you just some notables here? Just some notables for Arkansas. The Ole Miss game notwithstanding, okay? This is Arkansas at home last year in SEC play. Tennessee, 14-point underdog, won outright. LSU, 3-point underdog, got smoked, 34-10. This is, I almost left that out. Ole Miss, 7-point underdog, got smoked. Texas, though, 13-point underdog, lost by 10, so they covered. 2023, home games, Mississippi State, they lost as a 6-point favorite, 7-3. That is dreadful. Let's see, Missouri, they actually got blown out there. They didn't have many in 23. My point is, a little bit of a mixed bag for Arkansas. I think Sam Pittman has this reputation as like giant slayer, giant killer, whatever. But it's been a bit of a mixed bag the last couple years for old Sam Pittman.
Now, we're playing this at 6.5. This is down to 4.5 now most places, so which makes me like Arkansas even better.
Yeah, I like the side here.
I just think Arkansas has enough to stick around, especially at home. They have enough to keep this game close. This is one of those classic, like, Notre Dame's going to pull it out in the end kind of a thing. But I got 6.5 points to play with here.
Well, and I laid them with Notre Dame 2 weeks ago against A&M because I thought, well, they'll make the one play. And they didn't make. They actually expressly did not make the one play, and they lost the game. What do you think about Marcus Freeman with more of a heavy hand on defense?
Well, I mean, you needed to. And they did make a change at safety and nickel this week. So, and I forget his name. They moved the safety to nickel and doing some shuffling there. But, I mean, Arkansas's offense is good.
Very good.
I mean, you would not normally say that about Arkansas, but they are. And going against a defense that's struggled, again, I just think, I mean, Notre Dame certainly has more talent here, but Arkansas can score enough to keep in this game.
I think so, too. I think this is a shootout. In fact, I'm looking at the total of this. It's 63.5. I'm this close to going over that. I just think I think it's going to be like the Texas A&M game, where both teams just score into oblivion. I'm so mad at I told you this earlier. I'm so mad at myself because I didn't even think twice penciling Notre Dame in to the playoff field when I knew that the step down from Al Golden to Chris Ash was off a cliff. Chris Ash hasn't coordinated a quality defense in over a decade. Some would say he never did it then either. Chris Ash is a far worse defensive coordinator than Al Golden. I guess I just thought it's Marcus Freeman's defense anyway. When push comes to shove, I just trust him to know defensive personnel and scheme and be able to do it. And it turns out Notre Dame is just not good on the defensive side of the ball. I don't know where their stars are. I don't know where their strengths are. I don't know anything about Notre Dame's side of the ball except they're going to give up yards and points. And so putting that pressure on Notre Dame to score when I know Brian gave out Jeremiah Love's over, I'm still a little concerned about his usage. And the way he's been playing seems less than 100% to me. So I'm just having a little bit of a hard time there. They're putting a lot on CJ Carr early. I think he's responded well. But if it weren't for Arkansas's defense, I would have issues with Notre Dame actually winning. The thing I'm not worried about, though, is Arkansas covering here. Next game, Oregon-Penn State. Can I give you one stat on Oregon-Penn State that shocked me?
Okay.
Dan Lanning, wagon. We agree. Guy's a wagon. He freaking gets it done all the time.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I think that's a good thing.
Yes, that's a good thing. A wagon is like an operation that just rolls through wherever it gets. Just rolling. It just rolls all the time. Dan Lanning is 1-2 on the road against ranked teams as the head coach of Oregon. And if you start looking deep inside the numbers, you will see some big wins from Dan Lanning, and they are all at home. You will also see a lot of big margin wins against teams that he should physically dominate. But the same thing that we have said about James Franklin, that he has a hard time in like versus like, mano a mano showdowns against teams that have the caliber of athletes that he has. I do not think it is unfair to ask that very same question of Daniel Lanning. And so I laid the 3.5 with Penn State here, Ben.
I am most surprised at the outcome in our contest by this one. We are 8-4 in favor of Oregon.
Really?
I'm stunned. Mickey, Mike, Kwok, and Walt all took Penn State. And again, another one I started with. I never back Oregon. But Oregon's averaging 6.5 yards per carry on the ground, 75% completion percentage. Now, they've done it against really soft defenses. I mean, they have. They haven't played a great defense at all. But Penn State has not faced a good offense. They have not faced an offense ranked inside the top 75. Part of that is because those offenses are facing Penn State.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
You know, that is...
That's true.
But still, that I mean, they have not faced an offense inside... And also, you've got 3.5 here, and this is another one of those. I feel like it's a field goal game, and Penn State probably wins this by a field goal at the buzzer. I mean, really, that's what I think. You know, like, side note, we struggle to pick outright winners, but I've got it narrowed down to a field goal at the buzzer.
And that's all we need for our contest. The rules of the game, that's all we need. You know, I thought about
this.
Not
only do I know the winner, I know who's scoring when. Come on, man.
This has a similar feel to Ohio State, Washington to me, where like maybe a more talented team, maybe a more talented quarterback is going on the road for the first time. Now, Dante Moore played in some games with UCLA, so it's not technically, but it's his first at Oregon. It will be his first game that feels like this as a college quarterback. And so you do wonder, in the same way you can wonder about Julian Sain and Ohio State, I think it's fair to wonder about Dante Moore in a caliber of game that, listen, you don't have to be enamored with Drew Aller and his skill set, but you do have to recognize that he has played in these games, and he has played reasonably well. I don't want to act like he's winning the Heisman, but he's played reasonably well in some of these games.
Now, also... Oregon has won 8 in a row on the road. They're one of the West Coast teams that has played well when they come east. One of the few. With that said, I also acknowledge Happy Valley is not just any road game. I mean, it's not. That's different. There's also, this is a big game, though. And I factor that in when I'm talking about James Franklin. Until he proves me otherwise.
This what I'm saying.
You know,
he
may win this one. He may win this one in a tight one.
You know, I'll give Oregon credit for this. They beat Penn State neutral last year in a shootout in the Big Ten championship game. Like, so they beat Penn State last year. That does need to be said. The true road games that Oregon played last year, here were the opponents that they faced. Because you're right, they have gone on the road. Oregon State, UCLA, Purdue, Michigan, Wisconsin. Remember, Wisconsin scared them. That was like they were trailing in the fourth quarter, I think, of that game and sort of came from behind and won that. I think it's fair to say they have not been tested like this in the 2 years they've been in the Big Ten.
Oh, no.
Not even close.
Absolutely not.
So,
except the Big Ten championship game.
Except the Big Ten championship game where they did win. And they haven't been tested. They played a relatively simple schedule last year, except the one time they didn't in the regular season, and they won that game. So like I say, I think the James Franklin logic is sound here to fade James Franklin. I just don't know that while I'm fading James Franklin, I'm also comfortable yet just blindly trusting Dan Lanning in the spot.
And that's fair. And just for the record, I'm not going to Oregon because I'm fading James Franklin.
They have a better roster, don't they?
They
do. The way they played so far.
They do. Man, they're another one that just has not played it just has not clicked yet. And, you know, sometimes they haven't played anybody with a pulse. Maybe playing a better opponent, they'll get it all together. I mean, we do see that sometimes, as crazy as it sounds.
I love that run game. Like, Oregon hadn't had to deal with a run game yet. That run game for Penn State is unbelievable. All right, in our final segment, we'll finish up these picks. We'll get to the Texas question about what's our favorite pick and our least favorite pick. Final segment of the program is next.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Chickasaw Point, a gated community along the banks of Lake Hartwell, has so much to offer, from breathtaking golf to a reimagined event center at Overlook Restaurant. Offering delicious food and available for events like meetings and weddings, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931, when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily.
Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Same my share of broken halos, folding wings that I used to fly.
Quack, you know, just thinking during the break, last week my strategy was to go with just ignore the point spreads, go with who I thought the better team was. And I was, you know, above 50%. I'll take it.
6-4 is the goal.
This week, I'm all about the point spread. Why do I do this to myself? But I did notice this. So we have 10 games each week in our contest. 9 of our 10 are within a half a point of either 3 or 7. Key numbers, obviously,
wow,
in football. 9 of our 10 point spreads are within a half a point of either 3 or 7. So you have to pay attention to point spreads then. Am I wrong?
I think you're right.
Am I thinking about that the wrong way?
No, I think you're right. I mean, especially if you've got games that you feel are coin flips or games where you feel maybe home field maybe overvalued, you take the points in a field goal game if it's 6.5 or 3.5. 2.5 is basically Vegas saying, we're pretty sure the road team is a tiny bit better, but we're not certain. I mean, so, that, yeah, a lot of these are pretty – it's rare that you get no, like, random numbers, 4.5, 5.5, something like that. I didn't think about it, but you're right about that one.
Yeah, I mean, the only one that doesn't fit that mold is Ohio State 9.5 at Washington.
And the irony there is it's been bet down to 7.5 anyway.
Oh, you're right. I didn't think about that.
So it's bet down to a key number anyway. Let's go to Jason, who's up with us next. What's up, Jason?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Tennessee, Mississippi State. First formidable road opponent for Tennessee and Swagular. This guy's, what a season he's had. I think he would really be more of a national talk because one of the top quarterbacks that they had, they just made a couple more plays against Georgia. And, you know, both these teams are able to, you know, have had good offenses this year. I think Tennessee's a lot better. I think the spread was 8.5, 9.5. I don't remember if it's moved or whatever. But I think Tennessee wins something like 41-27. Man, those cowbells, I just one of the dumbest traditions in college football. I'm sorry, but offending any Mississippi State fans, artificial noisemakers, it's kind of cheesy, but who am I to say to, a team that my team sings about corn from a jar? So, get your take on this game. So thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the phone call. I think it's a fascinating game because of how much better Mississippi State has been than we expected. I've faded Mississippi State twice with the opponent getting double digits and lost. The opener against Southern Miss, I took the points and lost because Mississippi State covered there pretty easily, actually, like by 4 scores. And then I took 22.5. with Northern Illinois last week against Mississippi State, and they won by 28. The total in this game is in the low 60s. If you look at Heupel and the history that he has at Tennessee, the first road game of the year, typically they don't score as much. In fact, in the road openers in ACC play, well, I'll just say the road openers because they faced the top 25 Pittsburgh team in 22 as their first road game. They have scored 14, 34, but in overtime, 16 and 25. So they have tended to be a little more buttoned up when they go on the road, trying to win with a little bit of ball control and defense and trying to make things easier on the quarterback. I'm not sure I expect the game to be that high scoring because Mississippi State's played pretty good on defense so far. Now the test for Tennessee is, I mean, that's a major test.
Yeah, y'all let me know what happens with that game. We'll not
you're not
be
watching that one. Wait, let's see. What's my time slot there on that one? 4:15 SEC Network.
Let's get back to the contest.
All right.
We talked about Alabama, Georgia earlier. Shocked that we're 11-1 in favor of Georgia. Georgia fans, shut it. We're talking about this station hating you.
11-1.
11-1 over Alabama.
Y'all don't even think, y'all aren't even that confident in your team this week. We're basically the Georgia flagship this week.
And then finally, Kentucky at South Carolina. South Carolina, 6.5-point favorite here. What do you think we did in the contest?
I think this is 8-4 South Carolina.
This is 10-2 South Carolina. Walt and Ramona are the the wolf pair.
You know what I thought? I don't want any part of it. Once again, this is a game I don't want any part of. I don't want to bet a team that could not get to 0 rushing yards last week. I do not want to bet that team.
So that's a hey, hush there, Siri. that's a problem without a doubt. That's not going to be as much of an issue this week. Hopefully South Carolina is smart enough to set up the run with the pass. And last week they tried to set up the pass with the run. Like, come on. Get your head out of the sand and other places.
Yeah, there. The sand.
Also, Kentucky can't throw the ball.
New quarterback this week, Cutter Bowley.
Yeah. Kentucky can't throw the ball.
Which I actually feel better about Cutter Bowley because Zach Calzada is a proven loser, and we don't know that Cutter Bowley's a loser yet.
Kentucky also can't keep their quarterbacks upright, and that's going to be a problem with Dylan Stewart.
Yeah, they're not going to block him. They will not be able to block him.
I actually feel pretty good about this game.
You know why I laid the points with South Carolina? I actually have it as one of my potential 10 for the week, South Carolina -5.5. The reason I feel best about South Carolina is I feel like they have outperformed their play on the scoreboard in every game.
That's a great point. They have.
Like, last week, you mentioned it. Ain't no reason to start the fourth that South Carolina is leading in the game. That is to their credit. Now, you might should start winning more snaps. I'm just going to say that. You might should start winning more snaps in a game. And, you know, I posted the success rate stats for Clemson, how Clemson has won the success rate each of the last 3 games, how they have won the rushing success rate in every game so far this year, and yet they've lost the game. And people are like, well, what does this mean? And my thing is, well, what it means is that Clemson is winning more snaps. Whatever winning means in those snaps. They are winning more snaps, but they're losing a game because they're giving up too many big plays, and they're not getting enough big plays, and they're not scoring when they get chances. South Carolina is losing a ton of snaps on both sides of the ball, but they are constantly outperforming their what you would expect based on how they played on the scoreboard. So I don't have a problem laying a few points with a team that I feel is going to outperform on the scoreboard what I'm seeing play to play on the field.
The only way you can only score 20 points in a game where you pass for 302 yards is that you rush for minus yardage. That's the only way that you only score 20.
That's it. By the way, Lenore Sellers, I'm begging you, man. Can we keep the sacks to like 5 yards? You know, like, honest to God, if Lenore Sellers just takes, like, a normal sack, like a normal human, instead of, like, a 9-yard sack on the – we talked about this. His average sack yardage last week was 9.4 yards. That was the average sack in the game. You're not going to win that way. You're just not going to win that way. So just a, you know, just a 5-yard – if we're going to take a sack, just a 5-yard sack. Don't give Kentucky field position. Don't give Kentucky life and hope and breath in their lungs. Don't do that. Just stick it to 2nd and 15 instead of 2nd and 19. That'd be great. So that is a look at our contest. I think these games are fascinating this week. We'll talk more about some of the other games and some of our other picks and some other points of analysis tomorrow. We did have a text that came in earlier that said this. I'll get back to it now. It says, all right, Quok, which pick do you like the best? Which pick do you like the least? And he lists 5, okay? Here are the picks. Florida State -7.5. I don't like that one because I took Virginia. TCU money line against Arizona State. That's tomorrow. That's TCU on the road against Arizona State. I think it's a 2.5-point. They're 2.5-point underdogs. Notre Dame -5.5. Don't like that one. Took Arkansas. LSU money line or Duke -5.5. They are at Syracuse. Saturday. Mm. That's an interesting question,
Dexter.
What was
the next to last one there?
LSU Moneyline.
Oh.
I think LSU Moneyline might be my favorite one of all those.
I don't feel great about any of that.
I really don't. If you want to know the truth, the one I feel best about is LSU Moneyline. The one I feel least about is Florida State because you're having to lay more than a touchdown in those games.
Yeah.
Duke-Syracuse is a dead stay away for me because sure. I don't like the going home juju after the Clemson win without your quarterback. I don't like any of that. Also, Duke scored 100,000 points last week, and Syracuse's defense is feeling real good about itself.
I could not agree more. Yeah, that's a dead stay away. Like I said, I'm not crazy about any of those.
No, no. I mean, LSU and TCU are good money line, but like if you want to play them.
TCU might actually be the play there.
Arizona State. Basically, TCU does to Arizona State what Arizona State did to Baylor last week.
Yeah.
I could see that one. You know what I thought about doing in our not in our contest, but on the board? You know, Baylor's a 3-touchdown favorite at Oklahoma State this week. Now, only a true degenerate would touch that game.
See, I feel like if you're playing with real money, you are introducing a new variable to the game because you do not know how the team is going to respond to their head coach getting fired. Sometimes you see a little bit of like almost like an adrenaline rush, and they play well out of the gate. I'd stay away from that.
Baylor, too, coming off a last-second loss the way they did last week, too, and they are watching tape of Oklahoma State. Can you imagine how unready you would be for a game if you watched a copious amount of film of Oklahoma State? That team is awful. They are so bad. I would almost not even show a lot of film because I've actually had coaches tell me that before. They're like, we don't want our team to watch too much film because they'll get way too comfortable in this matchup. I had a coach tell me that one time, and it turned out once I saw that team live that coach was right. Right. All right, tonight, we have 2 minutes left in our show. There is one college game. Do you have any interest whatsoever in the one college football game on tonight, which is, of course, a national showdown between Army and the John Heights?
Army and East Carolina at East Carolina. I have no idea which way this one goes. I'll watch it because it's college football and it'll be on. So, Army's been a disappointment for me so far.
Big disappointment. Because they had Daly back, but they lost so much else, you know?
It's hard to watch East Carolina, though, man.
Oof. What about Seahawks Cardinals? You know the Seahawks have beaten them 7 straight?
I'll be watching that too.
That is a really interesting game. Sam Darnold, I mean, the guy's 19.
What is that? What is that on tonight?
It's on Prime. It's on probably? Prime.
Yeah.
Basically a coin flip game.
Does Prime have all the Thursday nights?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Arizona, by the way, without James Conner, out for the season after an injury last week. So Trey Benson will be your RB1. For them, Trey McBride, the tight end, has been really good for them. Something to monitor, Seattle's running back situation. Dak Charbonnet plays, I don't know. What I will be watching, because I'm a masochist, I'll be just begging the Reds to score one run today. Just a run. And then I just hope the Mets melt down against the Cubs tonight. It is Nolan McClain against Shota Imanaga, so that's not going to happen. McClain's the best thing to happen for the Mets right now. And then I will also be hate watching Dodgers Diamondbacks at 3:40 because I need the D-backs to melt down as well. That is Yoshinobu Yamamoto against Jalen Beeks.
Get you showing off over
there. Feel good about that one too. Practice that one.